This is Akashvani, the news read by Sanjay Mattu. The nation is today paying tributes to the security personnel and victims who lost their lives while defending the parliament during a terrorist attack 23 years ago on the 13th of December 2001. President Draupadi Murmu paid tributes to the bravehearts. In a social media post, the president remembered the courage and selfless service of the security personnel, stating that they continue to inspire the country. Vice President and Chairman Rajya Sabha Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Union Ministers, Leader of the Opposition in the Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, Leader of the Opposition in the Rajya Sabha Mallikarjun Kharge, and Members of Parliament paid floral tributes to the martyrs at Parliament House today. The Lok Sabha will begin a two-day debate on the Constitution today to mark the beginning of the 75th year of its adoption in the country. As per the listed agenda of the Lok Sabha, there will be a special discussion on the 75th anniversary of adoption of the Constitution of India. The discussions will begin after the question hour. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will initiate the debate in the Lok Sabha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will today inaugurate multiple development projects worth 7,000 crore rupees to bolster infrastructure in Prayagraj ahead of the Mahakumbh Mela. It will include various rail and road projects like 10 new road overbridges or flyovers, permanent ghats and river roads, among others, to boost infrastructure and provide seamless connectivity in Prayagraj. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate major temple corridors, which will include the Bharadwaj Ashram Corridor, the Shringvarpur Dham Corridor, the Akshayvat Corridor and the Hanuman Mandir Corridor, among others. The Prime Minister will also address a rally at the Kumbh Mela area. The Mahakumbh 2025 will be held from the 13th of January to the 26th of February at Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar and his UAE counterpart Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed bin Sultan Al Nahyan will co-chair the 15th India-UAE Joint Commission meeting in New Delhi today. The two leaders co-chaired the 4th India-UAE Strategic Dialogue in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said the Strategic Dialogue is an effective platform that helps in translating leadership guidance into reality. He said there was a very productive exchange on promising domains and key interests. A total of 6 schools in Delhi received bomb threats through emails during the morning hours today. Students were sent back home as soon as authorities received the information. The director of Delhi Fire Service, Atul Garg, has confirmed that Bhatnagar International School in Paschim Vihar, Cambridge School Srinivaspuri, DPS Amar Colony, South Delhi Public School Defence Colony, Delhi Public School Safdarjung Enclave and Venkateshwara Global School Rohini received threats. Bomb detection teams and fire officials are present at the spot. The Reserve Bank of India has also received a bomb threat via email. Written in Russian, the email was sent to the bank's official website. The police have registered a case at the Mata Ramabai Ambedkar Marg police station in Mumbai and efforts are underway to trace the sender. This is the second such incident within a month. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin has announced 3 lakh rupees ex gratia for the families of those killed in the hospital fire at Dindigul. In a statement, he told that those who suffered grievous injuries will be given a compensation of 1 lakh rupees and for those with light wounds, the compensation would be 50,000 rupees. 6 people were killed in the accident and 26 were injured. In Bangladesh, a Chittagong court on Thursday recorded a petition moved by a senior Supreme Court lawyer for Hindu priest Chinmay Krishnadas's bail. However, the judge did not allow an early hearing. As per media reports, Rabindra Ghosh, a Supreme Court lawyer and human rights activist, presented the petition in the court and the judge kept his application on record but did not allow an early hearing. In hockey, India defeated Thailand 9-0 in their 4th Pool A match at the Women's Junior Asia Cup in Muscat, Oman last night. With this win, India progressed into the semi-finals of the event and also sealed a spot in the FIH Junior World Cup 2025 to be held in Chile. And that is the end of this news bulletin.